Belden, Vina, Washington, May 11th, 1909.
Dear Sister Belden, your letter dated March 11th has been received, and I will reply at once. We are now at Washington, attending the General Conference meetings. There is a large pavilion pitched on the ground, and this is literally packed with people. A deep interest prevails. This is the largest gathering of our people that there has been in Washington. On Sabbath morning, I spoke to a large congregation for 50 minutes. My voice was clear and could be heard by all. My talk was reported and was printed in the General Conference Bulletin. I will send you copies of this. I dreaded having to take this journey to Washington, but the Lord has sustained me wonderfully through it all. We spent a month on the way, visiting San Diego, Loma Linda, College View, Nebraska, where Miss Peck has a part in the manual schoolwork, Nashville, Tennessee, Madison, Huntsville, Alabama, and Asheville, North Carolina. The morning after my arrival in College View, I spoke to the teachers and students assembled in the school chapel, and at the close of this meeting, spoke for a few minutes to the church school children gathered in another part of the college building. The following day, Sabbath, I addressed 2,000 of our people in the College View Church. On Sunday, I spoke again to our church people, and the next day addressed the school faculty, giving instruction regarding the principles that should underlie all our schoolwork. During our stay, we were taken over the school farm. Union College is a large school. I'm in favor of having such schools divided. Unless this school is divided, it will be necessary to erect more buildings in order to carry on the work with profit. But I am confident that changes will be made. Some of the teachers will be appointed to other fields of labor. On Tuesday afternoon, we continued our journey, going to Nashville, and on reaching there, were taken to the Nashville Sanitarium, where we had the best of accommodation. During our stay of a few days, we visited the Rock City Sanitarium, established in Nashville for work among the colored people, and the Hillcrest School Farm, where Brethren Staines and Browlier are seeking to establish a school for the training of colored workers. This school is in a good location, and several cottages are already put up on the place. I spent Sabbath in Nashville and spoke to our brethren and sisters in their nice church building. I had freedom in speaking. The next morning, I filled an appointment to speak to the colored people in their church in the same city. This church building is well located, and in the basement is a room fitted up for a church school. The church was filled with a goodly number of people, intelligent-looking and neatly dressed. They expressed deep thankfulness that I was able to speak to them in their own meeting house. At the close of the meeting, I went to the colored sanitarium, which is situated only a few blocks from the church, and took a cold bath, a precaution I always take after speaking. Elder Blake and his wife were pleased that I could have the convenience of their new sanitarium. From this place, I was taken out to Madison, where Brethren Sutherland and Megan were conducting a school for the training of missionary teachers. We spent a few days here, and then continued our journey east. This is a tremendous gathering at Washington. Our workers are gathered here from all parts of the world. I greatly desire that the Lord will work here with the convicting power of His rich grace. We need to see the deep moving of the Spirit of God on human hearts. The Lord is waiting to be gracious, but there needs to be revealed the heart-searching power of His grace upon the families that are settled here. The Lord will not be glorified at this meeting unless it is seen that the Spirit of Christ is converting the soul.